when I think about now engaging my listeners, video is the first thing I think of. I normally get 500 viewers from my Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I increased the viewership 4 times, up to over 2,000 viewers through the aggregated viewers of all the stream shares. Stream share functionality has been a game changer for us.
So initially, you just make sure it was a traditional podcast, just audio only, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I didn't, never thought to bring it to that level. I'd used Zoom a little bit before, so I feel pretty comfortable now. Mostly, you can see my podcast mic here. I love talking into a mic. I've been on video enough to feel comfortable talking, but I never thought about using it as an extension of the podcast or bringing on video of the guests themselves. My experience now is I've used Facebook and have used YouTube a little bit, so I'm familiar with that experience. It wasn't until I met you and Alex of Switchboard fame, it really made sense for me to go, should I augment this podcast? Can I expand the audience with video? Well, yeah, that's the background.
So let me make sure I understand. So prior to joining Switchboard as a team member, had your podcast, you dabbled with Zoom, you dabbled with Facebook, you dabbled with YouTube, but never really, I guess, thought about this phenomena around multi-streaming. So I'd love to hear now that you've had a couple streams under your belt and you leveraged it, like, what does multi-streaming, you know, mean to you?
Yeah, it means a few things. First of all, it means reach. I'm reaching more people than I ever did before. As I said, there are people who follow me on Twitter and Instagram and that kind of thing, and they'll reach out and say, hey, I love your podcast. I haven't really listened to a ton of it. So one thing I did, I created little mini versions of the podcast and called them Too Long Didn't Listen, and made little videos and put them on YouTube so people can listen to little segments of the episodes. And so I was like, a new video made sense for us, but it's because podcasts are great, but you got to sit down for an hour. That's how long I have the episodes. But video is just much more engaging. You can, you know, see something. All of your senses are engaged with it. Adding multi-streaming just means now there's so many more people who are watching and checking out the podcasts. I'm on Facebook sometimes. I'm on Instagram sometimes. But Twitter is mostly where you'd find me. And I'm able to reach into these other segments that I didn't have before.
How often are you going live?
I'm going live almost every week now. That's what the biggest thing for me, it's meant some behavior change that I'm doing more live video. I'm doing more video than I am actual podcasting at this point because it's fun. It's fun to just jump on and with a couple of other people from the community and interview. Actually, I've had some podcasts turn into video podcasts. And so I've had a couple episodes where I've got to talk with some of the cast face to face. It's been really great.
So it sounds like Switchboard and multi-streaming and using a product has had a positive, negative, you know, impact on your podcasting experience?
Sure. Yeah. When it comes to podcasting, it's been a great experience. Switchboard is just when I think about now engaging my listeners, the video is the first thing I think of because I can just, it's fun. Turn it on. You know, there's a ton of work that goes into actually editing the podcast. When it comes to video, I'm fine with just being myself and letting it be out there and doing the live thing. It's tactile. It's, you get immediate response from people who are watching and their questions and that kind of thing. But I think the biggest thing from in my kind of corner of the world with community, we have a bunch of creators who are in the space and they're all supporting the show in unique ways. And what I've done is I've invited them on my podcast, my video casting. And now we're doing like monthly live streams with four or five people from the community, talking to fans, just having a good time. And that's where the stream share functionality has been a game changer for us.
Stream share. Yeah. Maybe talk a little bit more about that. What exactly is stream share? What has that done for you? Do you have any like recent, obviously, use cases that you could talk about that stream share has helped out a ton?
Yeah, for sure. So what stream share does, as now I'm talking as a user and as an employee, what stream share does is it allows me to take my video feed and send it on to other participants' feeds. So take this. We've got four or five people on a Zoom call, and I'm able to send that feed not just to my Twitter, not just to my Facebook, not just to my YouTube, but I'm able through StreamShare to authorize their account. We send an email. There's no password sharing. There's no account sharing. My participants add their accounts. So this last time I had three extra Twitter accounts and a YouTube account. Excuse me. And I normally get 500 viewers from my Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I increased the viewership four times, up to over 2,000 viewers through the aggregated viewers of all the stream shares. So it's a win-win for me because I'm increasing the number of people seeing who I am. But it's a really win-win for the other participants because they're not pointing just back to my stream feeds. They're pointing to their own Twitter accounts and saying, hey, I'm on this thing. Come watch me. Send us questions and we'll engage. And I honestly, everyone is thrilled to be participating in it on a monthly basis. And the viewership has grown. And yeah, it's great.